for the week ending by the conspiracy bullshit calendar of lies, November 21st, 2009, it's Subgenius' Week, a news and commentary program that's constructed entirely by a random word generator subroutine whose database consists of a Reader's Digest from the 50s and a dictionary from 1496. Forsooth, let's betimes Bob Gramercy and stumble witherward into this week's program. I'm Reverend Father Time. Subgenius holidays this week include November 15th, the day of lack of a holiday. November 16th is observance of St. Herschel Gordon Lewis, the godfather of gore. Film fans will be happy to hear that Lewis has released his first film in nearly 30 years entitled The Uh-Oh Show, about a television game show where the contestants are dismembered for each wrong answer. November 17th is Smoke Someone Out Day. Get those stogies out for that one, kids. November 18th is observance of St. Charles Fort. Jerome Clark described Fort's writing style as a distinctive blend of mocking humor, penetrating insight, and calculated outrageousness. November 18th, we also observe the great Aleister Crowley. November 19th is a personal favorite holiday of mine and is the celebration of Hate for the Sake of Hating Day. November 20th is observance of Saint Abdul Aziz. I have no fucking idea who that is, unless the Subgenius culture needs to have a holiday for a 482-foot yacht named Prince Abdul Aziz. If anyone out there knows why we worship Saint Abdul Aziz, please Twitter me at the Father of Time. I really have no idea who that is. November 21st, of course, is Clone Day, followed by November 22nd, which is also Clone Day. But that's jumping ahead. November 22nd is next week. That was the Subgenius holidays for the week. And now... Being a Subgenius like I am, I have a curious fascination with apocalypse porn. You know, the bad movies about some earth-destroying force or another that may or may not have good special effects, but that most certainly never has a good plot. Apocalypse porn movies are meant to showcase utter destruction of society while I jerk off in one of the back rows of the theater. And this week brings me some new apocalypse porn in the form of Ronald Emmerich's 2012, a 2-hour and 47-minute long movie. Holy shit. That's loosely centered around the Mayan calendar's prediction of a world-changing event that will occur December 21st, 2012. The film doesn't get all spiritual or religious on your ass, but does depict some of the coolest building collapsing, earth crust breaking apart, and people getting crushed by the Washington Monument scenes that I've ever seen. But I did walk away from the theater sensing that something was missing from the film. And then it occurred to me, I am a Subgenius. This film wasn't depicting my apocalypse. This film was depicting what a normal apocalypse might look like. My apocalypse, a proper Subgenius end-time apocalypse, is one where swarms of flying rabbits with pancakes on their heads are melting people's faces with acid blood. Huge silver spaceships slicing through buildings like Ginzu knives through tin cans. Unbelievably weird monsters rampaging through cities, chewing on electrical cables and farting plutonium. Human beings being torn in half by the ghosts of Albert Einstein and L. Ron Hubbard. Yes, that is my vision of the end times, and anything less is just another Hollywood hack job meant to take our eyes off the real true apocalypse that will definitely occur on July 5th, 2012, at 7 o'clock in the morning. The Subgenius End of Days will be the freakiest slice and dice fest the universe has ever seen. Building collapse will be bland compared to the awesome shit that's going to go down on July 5th, 2012. And I'll be there, filming it and cheering on the destruction. Anyway, you can learn more about the Subgenius July 5th, 2012 end time on Facebook by searching for the Very Young Earth Society. Join now for free! This is Reverend Father Time reporting for the Ministry of Slack. From beautiful Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. Hello to
Reverend Father Time.
In Madison, Wisconsin.
Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die. You're going to die.